Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Rain. It's the Wake Up Call.
If your company's like ours, they ask you to change your password. It feels like once a month. I'm sure it's longer
than
that.
It's every 3 months. You guys are such babies about it.
Such babies about it. You have issues with it, too.
No, I don't.
Well, there are lots of times it seems like you get locked out of your email.
Gotta change your password again.
I mean, the process of it doesn't seem very streamlined, but I mean, I understand why we do it.
Now, imagine being someone like this guy in this story. He's a programmer in San Francisco. He, back in the day, was willing to accept Bitcoin as a payment for him making a video explaining how cryptocurrency works. Now, he got this payment like 10 years ago, back at the very beginning of cryptocurrency.
Wow, what a scam.
And so he was like, yeah, sure, I'll take it. And then he put it away, like he encrypted it in a file on his computer, password protected, and so that he couldn't get to it. Well, he lost the password. He was cleaning out his area, and he threw the password away to get
it. He just wrote it on a piece of paper?
Right. Well, I bet you it's not one of these, like, dog goes bark or whatever. I'm sure it was, like, a combination of letters and numbers.
Yeah, no, but get an app. Get a password app.
Is dog goes bark one of your passwords?
It might be.
Now we know how to get into his bank.
It's definitely not to my Twitter, okay? So he threw whatever this piece of paper was that had the password on it away, and now he can't get into the account to access the Bitcoins. Now, when he got the Bitcoins, he got 7,002 Bitcoins like 10 years ago. They were only worth a couple of bucks. Now, those 7,002 Bitcoins are worth $220 million.
What?
Over the last 10 years, that's how much the Bitcoins have appreciated.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
Dollars?
Yeah, I guess. They're saying millions of dollars.
Real dollars or Bitcoin dollars?
Now, here's the catch. He lost the password. He can't get into it.
Right.
All right, man, that sucks. Let me click that forgot password
link.
Forgot
password.
Doesn't have one.
Doesn't have one.
Right.
Call now, customer service.
It is programmed that if you punch in a password incorrectly 10 times, it will encrypt itself, making the wallet impossible to access. You will never be able to get that data again.
Oh, no.
He has two attempts left.
Okay, and this is something that he created himself?
I'm sure the program that it's in, he probably didn't create.
Okay.
But that's where he put the Bitcoin. That was the bank.
There's not a customer service number you can call?
Find me a Bitcoin cryptocurrency hotline to call.
Right there, you've got evidence that you probably shouldn't invest your money in any sort of corporation that doesn't have a customer service number that you can call and go, here's the situation.
Right.
Here's my social security number. Here's my address. My mom's maiden name. It's me. It is me. I just forgot my password. If they don't have that capacity, don't give them your money.
And it does make it seem even more like Bitcoin isn't real.
Yes.
Like, it's not a real thing. Again, I go back to, we are talking about dollars, right? Because let's say he remembers that his password is dog goes bark too. Uh-huh. Sorry, Rain, we keep telling everybody that. And he finally figures it out. And he gets all this Bitcoin money. What's he going to do with it? You can't transfer it to your bank account and turn it into real world money.
Yeah.
I know that on like eBay or something, you can use Bitcoin now, but I'm pretty sure. Yeah. And Kevin needs to help us with
because,
this.
Yeah, but what are you going to do?
Like if you buy something on some, Kevin, you know, eBay, you could use Bitcoin now, right?
Yes, through PayPal.
Through PayPal, but doesn't that have to go to somebody who is willing to accept Bitcoin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's say I want to buy something from Gavin, who's a normal grown-up.
Okay.
And he uses real American currency.
Okay.
And I go, I will pay you in 3,000 snarps. And you'll go like, what is that? And you're like, that's Bitcoin money.
Right.
And then he goes like, I don't accept Bitcoin money because that's fake. I can't hold it in my hand. Right? He can say, I'm not going to sell you this.
No,
right.
Bitcoin, he can do the transfer of changing his U.S. dollars into Bitcoin and then doing that way.
But why would I want to do that?
But can he change it back? Can
because
he change?
It's the market. Yeah, you can interchange anything.
So
it's
you
like
can
exchange.
Take Bitcoin money and turn it into U.S. money.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do
and
that?
And the exchange rate's the same?
There's a tax rate to exchange it, but that's like a small percentage.
How does one do that?
Through your wallet. Your coin wallet, your cryptocurrency wallet that you have.
Yeah, Gavin.
Where does the money come from? Where does the real money come from? Does it get wired into your bank account?
Yeah, bank account. So you have to set everything up with your bank account and it wires directly to your bank account.
But from where?
From Bitcoin? From the cryptocurrency companies. Whoever is making the cryptocurrency, they will transfer the Bitcoin. It's a whole thing of things. You have a bank. There's different parts. You have your bank, and then you have to connect your bank to a secure wallet that is crypto.
Okay.
Because you don't want anyone to hack your quotation wallet because it has all your coins in it. But you need to transfer your coins into U.S. dollars in your bank. It's a long process. There's a lot of two-factor identification authorization.
Can I ask you something? Why not just money?
Yeah.
Because this is the new stock market.
It's not.
This is the new revolution. You know, when the stock market first started, they were like, oh, that'll never take off. That's the same thing. Bitcoin's happening.
It just seems like it's for nerds.
It doesn't seem like it's for nerds. It seems like it's for suckers. Because it seems like with the stock market, Kevin, it was easy to explain. If you were asking me, what's the stock market? Oh, I give a company money and they invest my money in different companies. And then as those companies make more money, I get the percentage that I have accrued back.
That's exactly like Bitcoin.
No, that is not.
It's not like what you just said.
You have to have a special space wallet for your coins.
This is because it's to keep your coins.
It's not a space wallet. Where is it kept? In the cloud? Where is the cloud, Kevin?
I mean, yeah, it's kept in the cloud. Oh, my goodness.
Call it a space wallet now.
Do it. No.
Where's the wallet?
It's in the cloud.
It's in space.
No, it's not.
And which is worse, calling it a cloud wallet or a space wallet? Which would you rather call it?
I would call it a crypto wallet, like it's supposed
like God
to be called.
Intended. Say it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.